didn't want to get out of that tournament so soon, darn it. But, start off the tournament. Gosh, listen to Seth or listen to Matt up there and do the broadcast. Boy, 9-8. And you look where Holdridge is right now. So close in that day one game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and, I don't know that it really set the tempo for the weekend, but, when you lose the first one, it's just it would have been tough to come back, but... it's frustrating just looking back at as soon as we got in the vans after game one where probably shouldn't have even been in a one-run game, but every game we played with Holdridge this year was a one-run game. So, kind of status quo on that, but yeah, it was just one of those things that looking back, you always question, especially when it gets to this time of year, did you manage things right? Really, if not for a couple different plays, it's an entirely different game. So we did what we could to set ourselves up, just a matter of, and that was the problem all year, just got to finish really and know how to play with the lead. So.
And really, the way the bracket was set out, you skip a day on Saturday and you come back and play on Sunday, and you had a day of rest and to rest up a little bit for Broken Bow, but there was a lot of runs scored in that one as well.
Yeah, and Saturday we came in to BP first thing in the morning, and there was stuff we probably could have done up on the field, but at that point in the year, we're not going to do anything different than we haven't in all season. So, just kind of wanted the guys to get in on Saturday and at least keep baseball in mind, even with that day off. So, just took BP for an hour or so, and then came back and Broken Bow, and defensively, really, it wasn't. I never did look at how many unearned runs we had, but. 10-6 game, even if there's 200 runs, that's still an 8-6 game that they just hit the ball really well. And when we saw them earlier in the year, like Father's Day when we were up there, we were within one run of run ruling them, and then they just, we kind of laid an egg, and they, same thing, just bat on the ball, and they ended up run ruling us. So it's they're a team that when they want to hit, they just will drive the ball. So that was what they did on Sunday, and not a whole lot we could do because we gave them three different looks with Trenton, Gabe, and Bryson came in to close, and just one of those things that we pitched well for the first couple innings, and then not that we pitched poorly after that, but they just timed it up and put the bat on the ball and base hits and kind of killed us by a million paper cuts is what happened. But it was a pretty clean game defensively, and we still hit the ball okay at times, but we've just been really the last 2 years streaky on offense, and you can't be that way in postseason play.
Central City, sounds like that team's got a pretty darn good team this year, don't they?
Yeah, I couldn't really get a read on them, what they were going to be like for the tournament before we saw them. Obviously we've paid attention to them in football the last couple of years, so they have athletes. You look at their wrestling program, and looking at their game changer, there were some scores that were kind of hard to judge because they split with Grand Island USave, who we won in a one-run game early this season. Kearney Jerseys, that we run ruled two games at home, they played them pretty tight. I think I can't remember if they gave one up or if it was a one-run game with them. And just some scores that were kind of deceptive, but also you take into account that they just won Class C junior or Class B juniors the week before, and they had a lot of dual roster kids, so they came dialed in, and they were the little bit that I got to watch them. They were a really solid team, and just they're the teams that they're used to playing down east. It's one of those that it's just you can't replace that. You just have to go play those teams. So a little different look when you go west and kind of get into the teams that we play in, obviously our district. So they were fully staffed and ready to go, and they're a solid team for sure.
Well, as you've mentioned a couple of times, Coach, you've got everybody back next year. Really, everybody can play again. And so I'm sure kids going to be hungry for, hey, we've got to get farther in this tournament. Don't be ready to go for next summer when you can do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. And postseason stuff or off-season stuff is where it's, really the stuff that we get established on, how we're hitting. And there's been some things we've changed the last year or so that – just timing wise, the kids that want to go play college baseball, it's going to help them out kind of in the long run, making some adjustments like that. So, You know, Quentin and Espen, they're going to be the only two that age out next year. So it's going to be huge, the fact that we can return, you know, of our 12 seniors only guys. It, ultimately, if we can get all 12 back and, you know, really don't have to change anything juniors or seniors wise, that's going to be huge for the program in general. Just, you know, one more year of growth and one more year of maturity where we finally kind of get those core guys of ours, the 10 of the 12 that, you know, should be playing juniors this year still, you know, finally get them matured just physically and everything to where they're ready to go at all times and, you know, learn how to, and that's something that in all sports I've noticed we struggle with, just getting off the bus and playing, and that is something that comes with just doing it more. So, you know, we'll see how football, tennis, basketball, everything goes this offseason for them, and you know, all that's going to roll over into baseball a year from now. So, really excited for the future, and you know, there are some guys that we still have another 2, if not 3 years left with. So, you know, the future's going to be really bright, and it's frustrating right now because I know that, you know, probably should have gone deeper than we did, but at the same time, you got to keep those things in mind of how young we still are. And, you know, it's deceptive where we've had 3 years with some of these guys and a lot of guys on year two. And you know, we'll just keep going. And I know a lot of these guys, there was more discontent than anything because they know that probably should have played better and done some bigger things. But that's something that, you know, just keep going on the offseason with.
Well, I know we talked about before, always admire the schedule McCook's played because you look at the records at the end of the season when you played all a lot of games and what the competition you face compared to the others, it's not even close, is it, when it comes to schedule strength, is it?
No, absolutely. It's one of those deals that, you know, we played a lot of teams when, you know, look at the Omaha tournament, that's something we wouldn't normally go do, and those are, again, those East teams that they played already a full spring schedule by the time we saw them. You know, the Panhandle trip, that's another one that I would do that every single year just because those are different teams. And yeah, you look at a 40-game season compared to the 15, 20-game seasons that these guys are used to and that, you know, every other team that we played in districts played, it's just something you can't replace live reps like that. And you know, as nice as it is to stop and get some practice every now and then, I've always been a big believer that you get better by playing games. So just the experience alone from playing a 40-game season, these kids are going to grow a ton just from that. So, you know, it's something that I know that's what the board of directors kind of said it, that they wanted us to play at least 35. And, you know, that was even with – we had a couple chunks with football camp where we had a week off and you know, you kind of get into juniors districts and it's really hard to find other teams to play because there are so many dual roster guys. So you know, it's one of those, if we were in a little different area and we could just keep playing all the way to districts, it would, I think, be a whole different story. But everybody's in the same boat around here and it doesn't really matter in the end on that stuff. But yeah, you know, we're kind of getting back to an old-fashioned Legion baseball schedule where it's, you know, you're looking at 35-plus games, and, you know, definitely in the future I'd like to, even if we could add a couple more solid games, that would be huge for us.
And for you now, get ready for school, get ready, coaching duties continue, I think, right?
Yep, that's right. That's, you know, the one benefit, talking to a couple of other coaches and people around town, is I've got about – see, we got done on Sunday, so I've got right out a week off now before football starts on Monday. So, you know, we're going to go out, see the in-laws, and do a little bit of camp in Colorado and just kind of hang out. That's what I told you earlier. We're just – the Walker, the three-year-old and I, we're just hanging out today. We haven't gotten to do that at all this summer. So, you know, do a little bit of laundry, and this is the one reset day, then hit the road tomorrow to the in-laws in Colorado and – yeah, back on Sunday and then football Monday. So back in the classroom, everything's going. No break, but I guess that's how you keep busy and you don't get time to get out of coaching shape, I guess.